Good morning, Doug. How are you doing today? Good
morning, Tristan. Excellent. Yourself?
Testifier one.
Sounds good. You got a copy on me, Tristan?
I got a copy on you.
All right.
He's a testifier two.
Good.
Mic one.
Mic one, good.
Mic two.
Mic two, good.
Mic three.
Three, good.
Mic four.
Four, good.
All right, that's all we need. Thank you, Doug.
All right, have a good meeting.
Hey, can you hear me? Testing, testing.
I can. Can you hear me?
You are good. Thank you, Dana.
Yep. Bye.
Good morning. Welcome to this public hearing. Today is Tuesday, the 24th of September, 2024. I'm Nancy Dahlstrom, Lieutenant Governor of the State of Alaska, and with me is Carol Beecher to my left, who's the Director of Division of Elections, and Kelly Howell to my right, who is the Chief of Staff to myself, Lieutenant Governor. The purpose of this hearing is to hear from the primary sponsor and the group opposing Citizen Initiative 23 AMLS. So I'd like to start by reading the ballot summary now. An act increasing the minimum wage, requiring paid sick leave, and prohibiting mandatory meetings about religious or political issues. This act would increase the minimum wage to $13 per hour in 2025, $14 per hour in 2026, and $15 per hour in 2027. The minimum wage would increase with inflation after that. The minimum wage would always be at least $2 above the federal minimum wage. This act would also require paid sick leave for many employees. Smaller employers would allow 40 or more hours of sick leave per year. Larger employers would allow 56 or more hours. Sick leave would carry over to the next year. This act would prohibit employers from making their employees attend meetings about religious or political issues. These issues include whether or not to join or support a religious, political, or labor organization. Some employers would be exempt, and all employers could still communicate about issues required by law or related to the workplace, should this initiative become law. This initiative is set to appear on the ballot for the upcoming November 5th, 2024 general election, and today we're going to be hearing from both the initiative sponsor as well as a group representing the opposing view of the measure. The public will then be allowed to call in for the remainder of the hearing to leave public testimony. I would like to note that the initiative is different than legislation that has gone through public process in the legislature. The initiative that you'll be hearing about today will be on the general election ballot this November as is. Unlike legislation that is debated in the legislature, this initiative cannot be amended or altered. Additional information pertaining to this initiative, such as the proposed bill, the ballot summary, and the cost estimate, can be found in the attachment section of the public notice as well as on the Division of Election website. So the process that we're going to go through today is, first we will have a statement of support from the sponsors of the initiative, then we will have a statement of opposition, and then we will go to public testimony, and we will first hear from those who are in the room here at the Anchorage OIO, and then we will go to anyone who is online. And we're asking that people limit their testimony to 2 minutes. Now, obviously, if somebody's in the middle of their sentence, I would like them to please finish their sentence. I don't want to have to cut anybody off, but we're going to try to be respectful to sticking to that time frame. So do we have an initiative sponsor who's present or online who would like to read the statement of support? Please state your name and your affiliation for the record and welcome.
Good morning.
Morning.
My name is Kevin Groh, and I'm the campaign manager for the Yes on One for Better Jobs campaign. Thank you, Lieutenant Governor Dahlstrom, all the legislative and state staff members who have worked to put on this event, to give me the opportunity to be here. And thank you to the Alaskans joining us today in the room, as well as tuning in from around the state to learn more about this important ballot measure. I would like to use some simple slides this morning to quickly introduce the policies of the ballot initiative. But if you are calling in via phone and won't be able to see the slides, don't worry, I will be covering all the important info. Ballot Measure 1 will be voted on this November and would allow workers in Alaska to earn paid sick leave. It would gradually raise the state's minimum wage to $15 an hour by July of 2027 and would protect Alaskans from being forced to attend employer-sponsored political or religious meetings unrelated to their job. First, this ballot initiative would gradually raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2027 and tie it to inflation going forward. Right now, a minimum wage full-time worker in Alaska makes less than $25,000 a year, making it basically impossible to cover the basics like food and housing. And approximately 23,600 Alaskan children live in households with workers who make less than $15 an hour and would directly benefit from this policy change. It would also allow workers to earn up to 40 or 56 hours of paid sick leave per year, depending on the size of their employer. Workers deserve the time they need to take care of themselves when sick or their sick kids without facing the prospect of losing a day's paycheck. But 1 in 4 Alaska workers don't have a single paid sick day and can face an impossible choice between their paycheck and their family's health. Sending a sick child to school risks making them sicker and infecting others. And for workers, going to work sick risks spreading illness to coworkers, customers, and beyond. But missing a paycheck can mean having to choose between food and rent for too many Alaskans. This initiative would also prohibit employers from forcing employees to participate in employer-sponsored meetings regarding religious or political matters unrelated to their jobs. Alaska workers deserve freedom from their bosses' political points of view in the workplace. Measure 1 is currently supported by more than 120 businesses and business owners in the growing Alaska Business for Better Jobs Coalition, including a wide range of small businesses around the state, as well as organizations including the Alaska Black Chamber of Commerce and the U.S. Women's Chamber of Commerce. The ballot measure would create a stronger, more resilient, and more inclusive economy for our state, raising the minimum wage and enabling workers to earn paid sick time will boost consumer spending at local businesses, reduce costly employee turnover, increase productivity of employees, strengthen customer service delivered to all of us, improve health and safety in our businesses and community, and help businesses and communities thrive. In conclusion, fair wages and benefits make our communities, economy, and state stronger. Working families drive our economy. When they can afford to buy the basics or afford to get sick and take care of their sick child without worrying about losing a day's pay because they don't have a single day of paid sick leave, Alaska is stronger. These policies are urgently needed and will make a real difference in the lives of hardworking Alaska families. Ballot Measure 1 is good for our economy, it's good for working families, and when working families are strong, our state is strong. Please join us in voting yes on Ballot Measure 1. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin, for presenting. So in addition to the sponsor statement, the law requires a statement of opposition, and we have Rebecca Logan here who would like to present a statement in opposition to the initiative. Welcome, and please identify yourself for the record.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Rebecca Logan, and I am the CEO of the Alaska Support Industry Alliance, a professional trade organization representing more than 500 companies in Alaska who provide support to oil, gas, and mining operations throughout the state. Those companies employ 35,000 people in the state of Alaska. The Alliance has taken a position opposing Ballot Measure 1 based on the mandate that begins in Section 4, requiring employers to provide paid sick leave to employees who work a certain number of hours beginning July 1st, 2025. This mandate impacts all employers in the state of Alaska. Whether you're an employer with a pre-existing policy for paid time off, who must now alter your existing policy to meet the minimum standards set by this initiative, or you are an employer who does not have a policy for paid time off, and you must now offer that benefit, the result is the same. Increased administrative burden and higher operating costs. As you heard in public testimony yesterday, many small business owners are concerned that they will not be able to afford the minimum standard outlined in this initiative, and that it will result in either higher costs for their consumers or fewer employees working for them. You cannot help the wage earner when you hurt the wage payer. In addition to the higher operating costs and increased administrative burden, the initiative, as written, lacks clarity. In Section 4, the provision that an employee who is transferred to another company's subsidiary keeps the same employer, thereby retaining their accrued sick leave, is very vague and confusing language. And there is absolutely nothing in the ballot measure that explains how an employee who transfers from another company remains with the same employer. This lack of clarity will leave the door wide open for legal disputes. It is not well-written policy. Another example, in Section 5, the provision that reads employers must allow employees to use paid sick leave to assist, and I quote, any individual related by blood or whose close association is the equivalent of a family relationship is incredibly vague, and that is ripe for employer-employee disputes about which relationships qualify. And as has been pointed out, this language cannot be altered if it's passed. We must stick with the language that's there, no matter how confusing it is. We encourage Alaskans to look past the simplistic title about increasing minimum wage and understand the real impacts to Alaska's economy. As you heard yesterday, small businesses believe that this will result in an increase in higher prices for goods and services, and that they'll struggle to comply with the minimum standards, and that may lead them to cut jobs or reduce hours. The cost of living is already high in Alaska. We don't need to increase costs when many Alaskans are already struggling with inflation, and we certainly don't need to repeat the mistakes made by California and Seattle in implementing similar policies. Please join us in voting no on ballot measure 1 to protect our economy and our small businesses. Thank you.
Thank you, Rebecca. We are now going to go to the public testimony portion of this hearing, and as I stated, we've like comments to be limited to 2 minutes, and we're going to start in. We have the first person who signed to testify is Bert Blomhoff from Anchorage. Please come forward.
Thank you very much for this opportunity. It's greatly appreciated. I want to talk against this bill. It's a very destructive bill for less advantaged people. I'll explain why. When I grew up in South Dakota, my dad was a minister after the Depression. We lived below the poverty level and didn't know it. I started working when I was 10, mowing lawns and shoveling walks. They moved at 12. And at 14, I had my first salaried position at a drugstore, stocking shelves and sweeping the floor at closing time. I was so proud of myself to have those jobs. I loved it. I went with a smile on my face every day, and I'll tell you why. Because I knew my family needed the money. I had to buy clothes. I was in high school. I couldn't show up with holes in my breeches and tattered shirts and so on. That gave me the opportunity to hold my self-respect. And at 16, I was working construction. I was a foreman when I was 19. I learned a work ethic. I learned to show up on time. I learned to do a job right, meticulously, never, never make a mistake. I had to learn quality control at a very early age. I worked my way through college. My family could have never sent me to college. They had no student loans. There was nothing like that. And a lot of people today aren't eligible for that stuff. We have disadvantaged families all over Alaska, and I've been all over Alaska, and not to mention all over Anchorage. It's easy to be theoretical about these things and think that by raising minimum wage we're helping disadvantaged people. But what happens is this, like was said, the employer passes those prices and costs along to the consumer, whether it's a service provider or a retail store or whatever. Those prices get passed along, and the less advantaged people are the ones who suffer. People with money and good salaries and good jobs hardly notice it. We whine about it and complain, and we worry about inflation and so on. That's superficial compared to disadvantaged people in our own community. Drive around Mountain View for a while or some of our less advantaged neighborhoods and see what that's like. It's awful. And what we do with these laws that superficially seem to help with disadvantaged people and theoretically work are very destructive. And I urge that this law and this ordinance, whatever it is, fail. It's wrong-headed. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your testimony.
Be happy to answer questions.
Next, we have Darwin Byler.
Yes.
In Girdwood. Darwin, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, please proceed.
All right. I'm opposed to the ballot number one, ballot initiative number one. It's very destructive. I own a bar downtown Darwin City, and this would be very difficult. We're already having across the state workforce issues. We're still reeling from the COVID problem. People are starting to come back, and we need to encourage that, because our businesses are just on the very cusp of not making it. We had big time trouble with the COVID thing. So this will be very hard on us in the small businesses, because the problem with the paid leave is there's all kinds of problems with fraud. I've had my employees for. I've had three employees that worked for me for over 30 years, and that's really rare in the bar business, because I take care of them. If they get vacations whenever they want, they get bonuses, so forth. They're well taken care of, and that ballot measure number one would interfere with the workings of my business, and I'm sure all the other businesses around the state are the same. So we just can't allow this to interfere with what we've got a working situation now, and we know what the problems that caused it in California with the rise in the minimum wage, but the paid leave is the biggest stickler in this ballot number one. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony, Darwin. Next is Michael Cervantes from Fairbanks.
Good morning. My name is Michael Cervantes. I own a restaurant up in Fairbanks, Alaska. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, we can. Please proceed.
Perfect. Thank you. I am also in opposition of ballot measure initiative one. As a small business owner myself, as you've heard yesterday and a couple already this morning, that for small businesses and large corporations, this ballot measure is going to be a horrible idea. It's been said multiple times already, the paid leave I currently have between part-time, full-time employees, 52 servers, cooks, bartenders, hosts, food expediters, management that work for me, and, you know, raising the minimum wage up to 15, that's about 30 of my servers that would increase their wage on top of the tips that they receive. We don't have any, I have about one employee that is under the $15 mark. So the $15 wage might not affect me in the main part, but it does help hurt me in the service side, as has been said, and I would be an owner contesting that. I would be offsetting any increases to my customers. That means a higher price for someone to come in and have a meal, which then leads to potentially the lower sales, people coming less to pay for, you know, a burger. You can only charge so much for a burger before people just feel it's not worth it, no matter how good the quality is. The unpaid leave, as has been said also, is a major piece that is going to hurt small businesses. For me to offer full-time and part-time 56 hours of paid time leave for everybody, no matter what. I have some hosts that are 16 years old that work one day, maybe 2 days a week. I'm required to give them 56 hours of paid time off. That's about $44,000 a year of increased expenses to me that the odds are I will not recuperate. The industry does not allow us to just sit there and say, oh, well, I have to pay more, so I'm going to charge more. It doesn't work that way. So, again, I am in opposition of this ballot measure. It is going to shut restaurants down, bars down, small mom-and-pop restaurants. It is going to drive our economy down tremendously, and it's going to affect overall tourism as people come in because there'll be less services provided. I appreciate everybody's time today, and I hope you guys will understand this is not the direction for Alaska. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony, Mark. Next is Jasmine Smith from Anchorage.
Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. I will keep my comments short, but my name is Jasmine Smith, and I am a business owner here in Anchorage, Alaska, and also a community activist here in Anchorage, Alaska. And I just wanted to testify in support of this ballot measure here. I think it would be a great step in the right direction for Alaska in terms of supporting our workforce. In terms of being able to pay people a closer livable wage and having some level of support or protections for paid sick leave so that our workforce can come to work healthy and ready and be more productive and put more dollars into our economy. I am also a business owner as well, and I also believe that the gradual increases of the minimum wage and building up to this over the course of a few years will give us enough time to plan and implement successfully. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony, Jasmine. Next is Mark Robikoff from Anchorage.
Good morning. My name is Mark Robikoff, and I'm also a small business owner that is very much in favor of Proposition 1. I own AK Bark Pet Supply Store in Anchorage. Our slogan is Intensely Alaskan, and I'm proud to run a locally owned store with focus on Alaska-made products. I'm also very proud to support Prop 1. Raising the minimum wage and giving people paid time off when sick will benefit our businesses, our communities, and our economy. In the 1960s, 50s and 60s, America saw the rise of the biggest middle class the world had ever seen. Back then, the CEO to average worker pay ratio was about 15 or 20 to 1. In 1980, it was 42 to 1. Last year, in 2023, that number averaged 268 to 1. These corporate CEOs don't shop at our stores. Most of the time, they don't even live in Alaska. The money leaves our state, doesn't get invested back into our local economy and community. Wage payers who only look at labor as an expense and not an asset and revenue driver are being myopic. See, costs are only one side of the equation. The other is revenue, and that requires your customers to have money. The more money that ends up in the hands of working Alaskan, the more revenue that comes into the stores. Now, my employees are paid well, so they can spend more when they shop at other local businesses. But when all working Alaskans have more money to spend, their collective patronage will provide the revenue for the wage increase without any need to raise prices on consumers. Wage increases do not drive inflation. People know when their employers value them, and they know when they don't. Why would people take pride in their work and give it their all when businesses pay a wage their employees can't live on? My employees are very valuable to me. Employees who take pride in their work provide better customer service, which means more customer satisfaction, ultimately more customers. Prop 1 makes sense for workers and employers, and I think the wealthy out-of-state CEOs will be able to absorb the hit. Fairness is still an Alaskan value. As CEO compensation packages skyrocket, people are paying attention. They prefer companies that play fair and pay fair. That's why so many other local independent businesses like mine across Alaska have endorsed ballot measure 1. Thank you, and I appreciate your time and attention.
Thank you for your testimony, Mark. Do not have anyone else signed up telephonically at the moment.
Lieutenant Governor?
Ed Flanagan, I'm just getting to you. Would you like to testify today?
Yeah, I should just take 2 minutes just kind of follow up on some of Kevin's comments and appreciate the opportunity again. I think we really need to remember what we're doing here. We're potentially increasing the wage for less than 10% of Alaska workers. We're also providing health benefits to, some few paid sick days to the 25% of Alaskan workers that don't have it. And I was gratified to hear that we actually have a 75% rate. It's probably a function of our industry and employer mix in this state. But we've got to take care of these people, the people that the gentleman referred to earlier when you drive from Mountain View and places like that. That's where these people live. And to say that increasing their wages and providing some minimum number of sick days is going to be harmful to them, it just defies logic. These folks need help. Inequality is a big issue everywhere. In Alaska, and they measure that by something called the Gini coefficient, but which I'm not at all qualified to explain. But Alaska, largely because of the permanent fund, has a relatively low level of inequality, but we're still leaving people behind. And that's what this is to address. I'm not presumptuous enough to tell small business owners who meet a payroll and employ Alaskans, whether they support this or not, what's good for them. But I am gratified that 120 small employers have signed on as sponsors and supporters of this initiative. I want to address real briefly a common assertion in these debates going back probably since there was the minimum wage created in the 30s that it kills jobs, it kills low-wage jobs. Well, we have a real good demonstration. There's been numerous examples and studies done in the lower 48 throughout the country. Starting in the early 90s when New Jersey raised its minimum wage, Pennsylvania didn't, and they studied employment and low-wage employment in adjoining counties on the border. And the low-wage employment and employment overall went up in the county in Jersey where the minimum wage had gone up. In Alaska in 2002, the legislature Governor Knowles introduced a bill to raise the minimum wage. There was an initiative kind of providing an impetus to the legislature to pass it, and it did pass. And overnight, the minimum wage went up from, in Alaska, we were 50 cents over the federal at the time, went from 565 to 715. Overnight, it was supposed to be a two-step increase, but of course the legislation took 2 sessions to get through. So a 27% increase overnight. Total private sector employment from 2002 to 2003 went up 1.7%. Average monthly wage in Alaska went up 1.5%. So let's look at the low-wage occupation.
Ed, can you wrap up, please? You're over your 2 minutes.
Okay. Seafood production went up 6%, the wages 8%. Food and drinking places went up 1.7%, about the same, but 4.3%. It just defies, again, it doesn't bear out, and I appreciate the support of the businesses who have spoken. Appreciate this opportunity, Lieutenant Governor. Thank you.
Thank you, Ed, for your testimony. Is there anyone in the room who's not signed up who wishes to testify? So it's 10:29. We do not have anyone signed up telephonically, and no one in the room is signed to testify. So let's take a 10-minute at ease, and then we'll come back and go from there. We are at ease. Let me back up. Paul Thomas has just joined us from Juneau. Paul, would you like to testify?
Yes. This is Paul Thomas from Juneau. And I just would urge you to people to vote against ballot measure one. The burden this is going to put, especially on the smallest of businesses with the sick leave and that kind of stuff, is going to cause lots of problems for small businesses and I believe drive some out of business, basically. The paid sick leave portion of this and also the whether you can get a doctor's note within the first 3 days and that kind of stuff is going to just put an excessive burden on small businesses, and I urge you not to move forward with this. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony, Paul. All right, we're going to at ease for 10 minutes. It's 10:31. At ease.
Thank you.
Let's come back on record. It's September the 24th, and it's 10:40. We have one new person who's joined us to testify from Anchor Point. Jen, can you hear me?
I sure can, yes. Yes.
Please proceed.
Okay. Hi, everyone. I am Jen, as she said, and I am 100% in favor of Measure 1. As a caregiver, I can't afford to be sick. If I don't show up for work, I don't get paid, and I don't want to show up for work because if I'm sick, I don't want to get my clients sick. So having paid sick leave would be amazing. Also, raising the Alaska minimum wage is a must. Our price of living and gas and everything, our people need to make higher wages to be able to make ends meet. I'm looking at ballot measure one as a safety net for all of Alaskans, and I highly encourage everyone to vote yes on it. Thank you so much.
Jen, thank you for your testimony today. If you are listening in Alaska, you can call in. It's toll-free, 844-586-9085. If you're in the Juneau area, it's 907-586-9085. In the Anchorage area, 907-563-9085. And we do have a testifier from Juneau, Michelle Zinger. Michelle, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, please proceed.
Perfect. My name is Michelle Zinger. I am retired, and I am not a business owner, but I want to just take a minute to recommend that people vote against this ballot measure one. I think I'm not necessarily against the raising of minimum wage, but the way that this ballot measure is written, it's very broad, it's very vague, it has some quite frankly, scary definitions in it. And I just think that it's a poorly constructed document that on the surface it sounds great, but I think it's going to have unintended consequences should it pass. So I don't think sick leave for all is a manageable proposition for small businesses. I don't know that, but just in my head, the numbers, and it just doesn't make sense. And something that no one has mentioned yet today anyway is the no captive audience proposition, part of the proposition. And basically that one, it sounds great. Let's not mess with people's constitutional rights or whatever, but those kinds of meetings, not all kinds of meetings, not religious meetings, of course, but for political things, are some of that is covered in the National Labor Relations Act. So, and quite honestly, frankly, that exact law language is being contested in other states right now, litigated. So I just think it's something everybody should take a little bit better look at. So just asking for people to, or suggesting that people vote no on this one, not against raising wages for folks, but I think it needs to be better constructed proposition. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony, Michelle. So currently we have no one online waiting to testify, and those in the room who wish to testify have done so. If you are anywhere in Alaska, you can go to your local LIO, and they are able to dial in, and you can connect with us that way, or you can call toll-free, 844-586-9085, in Anchorage, 907-563-9085, in the Juneau area, 907-586-9085. It's 10:45. Let's take in Addie's until 11 o'clock, and then we will check for more testimony. Thank you. It's 11 o'clock. This is Lieutenant Governor Nancy Dahlstrom, and we are here in the Anchorage LIO for the purpose of the public hearing on ballot measure 1, which is 23 AMLS. We have taken testimony in person and online. We do not have anyone currently on hold telephonically. If you are listening statewide, you may call toll-free 844-586-9085. In the Anchorage area, 907-563-9085. And in the Juneau area, 907-586-9085. We will continue to monitor and announce folks as they call in. We have Kyle Ivanoff from Anchorage who has just joined us. Kyle, would you like to
testify? Yes, ma'am. I would. I have some things I'd like to say as far as ballot measure 1. We're kind of talking about small business survival here, and so I run a bar in Anchorage, and tipped employees, as far as I look at it, in an 8-hour shift, they would, to reach at least the 2024, raise to $13 per hour, would be $33.20 in an 8-hour shift, so about $4.15 in tipped per hour, which generally tipped employees make well over that. So I'd like to put into consideration for tipped employees that the minimum wage not rise, because we're looking at small businesses, maybe, you know, some of us going down, especially after COVID, where it's hard to find employment, or, you know, employees to work for you anyways. So it just, for me, it doesn't make sense to increase it, because what that would do is increasing the minimum wage and people making more money would also increase the cost of living. So if we continue to raise the cost of minimum wage, is going to hurt small businesses and not larger corporations that are moving into the state from out of state. So some of our tipped employees are making well over $4.15 per hour in tips. So any tipped employee, I feel like that should be kind of maybe put into thought so we could try to balance it. So if you have tipped employees, there should be, if anything, a couple different wage shifts.
Is that the completion of your testimony, Kyle?
Yes, ma'am, I believe so.
All right. Thank you so much. We have no one else online or in the room to testify, so we will go at ease until 11:15 and come back then. Again, the numbers are in Anchorage area 907-563-9085, Juneau 907-586-9085, and toll-free 844-586-9085. and you are welcome to go to any of the LIOs in the state, and you will be able to be connected with us that way also. We will be back at 11:15. Thank you.
Hello, for those who might be listening, this is the time that is appropriate for Alaskans and those interested to call in. If you are interested in giving us your opinion on ballot measure one, which is number 23 AMLS, it's Tuesday and we are currently at the Anchorage LIO, but you can go to any of the LIOs within the state and they can assist you in dialing in, or you can call us toll-free 844-586-9085. In the Anchorage area, 907-563-9085. And in the Juneau area, 907-586-9085. We do not have anyone in the room left to testify, and we currently do not have anyone online telephonically waiting to testify. So we will continue to be here until noon, which is our scheduled time. But I'll go at ease right now until 11:30, and we will check back and see if anyone has joined us. So we are currently at ease.
Oh.
It's 11:30, and we are here in the Anchorage LIO for the purpose of a public hearing on ballot measure 1, which is number 23 AMLS. This is Lieutenant Governor Nancy Dahlstrom, and if you would like to call in and give testimony, we would be happy to hear it. The numbers are toll-free 844-586-9085. In Anchorage and the surrounding area, 907-563-9085. And in the Juneau area, 907-586-9085. We will continue to monitor anyone who calls in to give testimony. There's currently no one in the room waiting to give testimony. So what we will do is continue to monitor the line, and I'm going to at ease again until 11:50. Thank you. It's 11:50 on Tuesday, September the 24th. This is Lieutenant Governor Nancy Beltram, and we are in Anchorage, Alaska at the LIO, and we have been online and in here for testimony since 10 o'clock. We have 10 more minutes allocated for public testimony if anyone wishes to call in. The number is toll-free 844-586-9085. In the Anchorage area, 907-563-9085. And in the Juneau area, 907-586-9085. If someone would like to submit written testimony, they can send it to my office at lt.governor@alaska.gov. That's lt.governor@alaska.gov. But we will continue to stay online until 12 o'clock. If anyone wishes to testify, now is your opportunity to call in. We have testimony signed up from Melanie, is it Flat in Big Lake? Melanie, are you with me?
Yes, she is. Hang on a second.
Yes, good morning, and thank you for the opportunity to testify regarding ranked choice voting. I live in Big Lake.
Excuse me, ranked choice voting testimony starts at 2 o'clock. We are on ballot measure 1, which is the hearing about increasing minimum wage.
Fair enough.
Would you like to testify about that, or would you like to call back at 2?
I'll testify about that, too. I'm against it, raising the minimum wage. I think it's going to put businesses out of business, and costs are going to be handed down to the consumer. So I am not for increasing the minimum wage.
Thank you for that testimony, Melanie. Mark?
Yes. I second that increase in the minimum wage. People don't understand the repercussions of that. It's not going to help the people that it's intended to help, and California's proof of that. So they're going to either cut back on their hours or they're just going to eliminate their position because the businesses aren't going to be able to afford to hire people like us because the costs are going to get out of control. So I'm definitely against it. Minimum wage is supposed to be for a starting position. It's supposed to give you incentive to go ahead and strive for something more. You're not supposed to be able to make a living on minimum wage. So I definitely am against the minimum wage being raised to $20 an hour.
Thank you for that testimony, Mark. We are in the last 5 minutes of time available to testify on ballot measure 1, number 23 AMLS, which is an act increasing the minimum wage, requiring paid sick leave, and prohibiting mandatory meetings about religious or political issues. If people wish to call in, the number is toll-free 844-586-9085, Anchorage area 907-563-9085, and the Juneau area is 586-9085. If you wish to submit written testimony, you can send it to my office. It's lp.governor@alaska.gov. The time is exactly 12 o'clock on Tuesday, the 24th of September. We have been in this meeting since 10 o'clock for the purpose of hearing public comment and testimony about ballot measure 1, which is number 23 AMLS. This hearing is officially closed, and I appreciate and want to thank those people that took the time, whatever their position is, to participate in the public process. Again, we are going to go ahead and close this portion, and we will adjourn the meeting, and then we will be back at 2 o'clock for public testimony on ballot measure 2, which pertains to ranked choice voting. So with that, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Your host is exiting the conference.